burn on top of this because there's no water around it now.
Mm-hmm. And then, there's a boat in there. There it is.
There's a boat.
Oh, yeah.
There's a boat there. Two people in it. Here's another picture of the lake. That'd be right down here. And here's the snag. And this was several years ago. This would be probably 1905 maybe or later.
There's a
boat there, yeah. You can see these stubs sticking up out of them and then the...
Do you have a picture with your aunt with the fish?
No, I don't think I got that with me. Here's over with the Elkhorn Ranch here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is where we crossed up here. This is where the mud bog was. But this is on this side. Here's the slide right here. See it?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
We're right here. Here's where the lake was, right here.
That's when I come down and pinched it
off, and then down here. This is where the bridge, concrete bridge. Now this is all gravel down here. Just mm-hmm. coming out of this slide. And if you look down here, you just start to right here. What's that? See this?
Looks like another old slide
that's
there.
That's another slide before this one.
Yeah.
This one came in 1890s. When they were living over there.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we call the Gill's Lake. But that's my whole deal about the spawning gravel. This it's come out of this, like this slide mm-hmm. and this slide, and it's come out of this. And then when you go down here now, you can go up above here, about where the lake started. It's all gravel in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to where the lake was, and it's all sand that come in after they started logging, settled out of the water.
Yeah.
What part of the lake are we at there on this?
Well, we're right here on the map. Yeah. We're right here.
Kind of closer to the bottom.
We're looking right out here.
So where's the island? And
the island's up there.
It's up over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then this...
I don't think I got a copy of that picture.
What's happened here, when there's a water drift, you get all this drift come down and you go down here and you find all those logs down here. And, after the water ran out. But then, here's a better shot of this slide. But this is a slide, and we can go down and look across the hill. But you see how the snags are dead?
Mm-hmm.
They were burnt after they were dead and then they burned again.
You can see
that quite plain. And you see all these bigger trees here. See one, two, three?
Yeah.
There's actually two of them still growing, but you can't see it. Look, here's another clump of them here, but all the rest of this is real small trees.
Yeah.
And most of the snags are relatively small.
Yeah.
But all the lower end of this stuff is what's been going out and making the spawn gravel.
Yeah.
It's going down and...
But when did this break through? Because in the 50s, we got records of people coming up here and catching a bunch of fish, but they're 4 and 5 inches. In the 1890s and early 1900s, they're 10 and 12 and 14 inches.
Well, for a while they were big, but then they got so many, they just didn't grow. People were catching them because they're so damn thick.
Yep.
But I think they're spawning up there and living in that room. Mm-hmm.
Three Seas came down here and fished a lot, too, so it's used recreationally a lot.
I saw it come through here looking at the Elliott State Forest map, and it's written on there, Gould Lake, and
yep.
I'm like, where's this lake? I have to find it.
this
that's why I've been wanting to hike down to it for that reason.
This was Burt's Cavern, which is over on the other side. Here's some of the old people there with your horse and stuff.
Me too. When we came here last year, I was expecting a lake even that recent.
Yeah.
That's another picture of Burt's Cavern. This is inside the house. He built all this. All this was built on the place. He was sawing and everything.
Yeah.
And this is down the alley. This is his pack horse. And he got horses for these people that are coming out to do drink.
There we go.
Here's the Elkhorn Ranch. This is where we turned around over there.
Yeah.
The orchard was there. You can see the snags and then you see them on this all the time. This boat here, he built that up here and brought it down the river high water. Had to let it over Stalls Falls and another one was rope.
So he built that boat at the Elkhorn?
Yeah, at Elkhorn.
Not at Allegheny?
No, and then he put the motor in it at Allegheny.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But then he went to Portland and got his pilot's license.
That picture there will be in the magazine article I got coming out this week or next week. This marble murrelet habitat.
This right here was logged at the Elkhorn on September 4th.
the latest strain. The latest strain, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There's some boats on the river. It's more than that's me right there, and that's my granddad.
Okay.
That's Burfus. And then this is some of the other old people.
Burke, the guy that did the surveying, was the son of George, and he's got two really good photo albums.
Yeah, this is down
the west fork.
Yeah, that's on, you know where that corner is. And this is where we're just talking about the unconformity type thing, and this was where we kind of looked at this over there, first place up across the bridge and up.
Right, yeah, that's there. That deep pool.
That
over.
Deep pool, yeah. Right. This is the progression of this stuff.
Got that.
Now we're going to go by this down here. This is a... You've seen this apparently, so you can't...
Oh yeah, I've been to the... Hey,
this is it, right there, just like that.
Oh wow.
Here's your structure. See that? There it is, right there. That is.
That looks like that's a design.
Oh, look at that!
Yeah, that's all right off of this one here. Mm-hmm.
That's there.
All your gravel. Went down. You go over there and take a picture of that. It don't look like it. But there's your structure. You put your right there.
Where did that come from?
They put that
they
in.
Put,
oh,
put
oh, oh! So that's they, artificial.
They, artificial,
they,
yeah.
They got that in there before this time.
That was intentionally made to catch something coming down.
Yeah, from here.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a couple others.
Yeah.
But if you get down here to Joe Street and go down, downstream, there's some others that they did the same thing.
Uh-huh.
They went down the stream and they looked and like, hey, this looks like a spot that could break loose.
Yep.
Let's put a structure somewhere downstream of it, like close by to capture that.
Oh, cool. So
you see what I'm doing. I see all that myself. I'd like to look. Public to know what you've done is what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a little beaver dam down here. It's on the west side, but then, here's the bridge.
Okay.
Over here.
Yeah. There's Ted fishing below it.
Now they hand split these three of the rails underneath here. They split those with axe, broad axe.
Here, let me grab this.
And then they, the rest of it was sawn out of the mill. And then this sheep pasture, we stopped up here by the orchard.
Yeah.
This is where we stopped on the other side. This is where the bog is over there. We just took that up. And this is my grandmother, Jesse, and this is the last year my granddad shot up. That'd be my Uncle Earl.
Mm-hmm.
And this was taken in the barn. But you look at all these fancy different things they had for this body's pulled up. And this is the three boys here. This is
George and Baron.
This is Prince. That's my granddad. This is George, the one that had the place here, and Bert's the one that had the other one.
The surveyor.
They brought this organ in between the horses.
Huh. Holy cow.
So there it is.
Yeah.
That made a whole, they had an article in the newspaper with it, with the, not the newspaper, magazine.
Yeah.
This is my granddad, and they see the bell on him. He was in charge of bringing the, they come out and it'd be like a hunting camp, and they would just camp out, and then they'd run out and hunt and bring the deer back to the moon in the process. Well, that was his job, to pack, bring the horses back with the stuff.
That's Marlow Creek, isn't it? And the logging camp?
No, this is Oregon.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't have that stuff with me here, but that's the...
Oh, wow.
Here's a better picture, you can see it more better there.
Yeah.
And the original, the new house isn't on here yet, but...
There's the orchard we were just at.
Yeah, but they had a big building there for just the drying and smoking meat. I knew that when they were, they just, this is the old maid. This is up on top of the ridge, like up on top of the 2000 up there.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the women on the horses going along. This is what it looked like. See how the size of these dead trees?
Yeah, it's probably like
yeah, but it wasn't old growth, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's, there it is, I mean, how do we need? But all these environmentalists say it's all old growth and bullshit. Well, here's that burnt ground. Remember I was talking about that? look at the size of the signs here.
And look at the number per acre.
I say they definitely look bigger.
I think
there's not, it's not thick.
They're
not any bigger than
that. Yeah.
But they're also invasive. This looks like a wide open field, and these look like a pattern of invasive seeding in from the side because they stopped managing
it. They stopped burning it.
Yep.
Well, then I had it taken before they planted it.
That's where we went through and we're talking about the plantations and that.
Here's where we're on Kentucky. This gal come down and she's married to an Indian.
I mean, you see this and I sit there and look here and go, how the heck did they make trails through here? But then you see a picture like that, it's like, oh.
It's wide open. And they kept the trails wide open and there's springs along them and there's firewood along them.
Yeah.
And so they're fire breaks. That's why they didn't have these big catastrophic type fires.
When they came in from the elk. Big bend out there with a bunch of barriers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Across that, river up on that bench, that's called Hidden Bluff. They had a place up there, and that's where they came from over here. And then they had to cut the big blocks out of the trail, rolled them out, and so the horses wouldn't have to jump in the burn area. Mm-hmm. And then that's how they did that. And, but it was all open. I mean, here's an example of that burn. This is somebody doing it this thing right now. What I call an Indian burn.
Yeah.
You can control it.
Getting rid of that blackberry.
Yeah, this is in the middle of wintertime when it's really froze.
Yeah.
Draws the moisture out and then it's a hot day, set it afire. And then you can just push it.
Well, that's what I did on one of our properties.
Yeah, you can just push
burned it.
Yeah, it was, I was trying to get rid of blackberries and stuff like that. Did the same thing. Yeah. It was wintertime.
Yeah.
It just kind of came in on a nice day, a couple of nice days and just, yeah. Cut the stuff, kind of piled it, and burned it. You know, kind of burned it real quick.
My crews used to do a lot of restoration forestry and a lot of prescribed burning. But we go through the blackberries and we just chop them down, and then when they'd sprout, we hit them with Garlon, and then burn it, and it was beautiful. And the trees took right off from that.
That's my great great grandmother Gould. She's the one who came across the plain and went and built the barriers. And this is down in Santa Fe, off in the Redwood Forest.
Okay.
She worked at a mill down there. Her husband got a job and he died 7 months after he got here, and she married one of the other things later. But
that's the one that kept the diary right there, isn't it?
That's the one that kept the diary. Yeah. This is inside the house. Mm-hmm. A big set of Elkhorns is down here on the Walker Ranch down there on Schofield Creek. I know where the gal died. I don't know where I'm going to be able to get them though.
Is this part of that artificial?
Yeah, this structure? We're going to drive by this.
I know, but there's the other one we saw from, it was a brushy pileup.
I'm sure you're right down here.
But is
this
that
looks like my? That's just is that the West Fork or?
No, no, that's down
that's
here.
I would say that's got to be like one of these smaller ships.
Is it related to this?
No.
Okay.
This is you know where they got the boulders down here?
Yeah.
This is about 200 yards below that.
Yeah.
I'll show it to you.
I think we've done lots. Like from here down, there's been lots of wood placements.
Uh-huh.
They're basically pulling trees off the hillside.
Uh-huh.
Mark Villers, he's got Blue Ridge Timber Company.
Uh-huh.
Timber cutting, he's got a tree puller.
Uh-huh. Just specifically for logging to put stuff in the creek.
He was a contract forester or logger.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, he loves salmon.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I'm going to basically equip myself to do restoration work.
Wow.
He saw a niche where like, hey, there's all this restoration work that's happening,
yeah.
And nobody's equipped to do it.
Well, so it never existed as a
that's
as
the thing, it didn't
opportunity.
Exist. Exactly.
Well,
he jumped on it.
Yeah, he had people that could try and find the rigging trees so they could climb up and hook the wire up on the tree and pull them over.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow.
He came up with gravel-o-matic, he calls it.
Huh.
So it's basically a skyline, like they're going to cable log,
yep.
But he put a bucket.
Uh-huh.
He's got a cubic yard, you can haul a cubic yard of gravel from a landing.
Yep.
Like he could sit up here, run it across, and just kind of come down and he just drops the skyline. When the bucket gets there, he's got like a trigger, and just the bucket flips and dumps the gravel.
Wow.
Well, we did this in Eel Creek, on one of the tributaries to Eel Lake.
Uh-huh.
He was going 400 yards.
Wow.
Putting spawning gravel down in there. Yeah.
And you're measuring that has a positive effect on the fish, or is it still speculation?
Well, we've seen them spawning on it. We've seen them use the gravel that we put in.
Uh-huh.
But we're about to the time where we could see potentially could see, you know, what effect, if any.
And what kind of gravel? Where did you get the gravel?
It came from, it was an Elk River stuff, Knife River.
It was all fresh gravel.
Yeah, it was good. It's gravel. It isn't sandstone. So it's stuff that's going to be around for quite a while.
But it wasn't around either. It was just gravel.
It was a river rock, but they have it on an off-channel site up on the hillside where they just dig it out of the hill.
One more thing here. As the lake drained and it broke through the barrier that was here, so the lake was only like 50, 60, 70, 80 years, something like that. What did that effect have on the fish? It seems like they'd be moving up into the lake more rather than having a barrier, so there'd be a lot more spawning habitat. But then what's all that material going down the creek? What effect does that have?
I think it's settled out. I mean, it's something we've seen on dam removals, you know, like where man-made dams have showed up.
Yep.
You know, there's definitely sediment movement, but I think it kind of settles itself out. You know, finds areas to go to and settles out and keeps moving downstream.
So the effect of this lake here, you could say the long-term effect is at least potentially beneficial to the fish.
Well, I mean, the lake was definitely beneficial to cutthroat.
Up until they overpopulated.
Until they overpopulated, or got fished out, basically, you know.
Yeah. The story is in the 50s and stuff, the fish are small, not legal size, but they eat all the evidence. But there are very few people ever fishing here, so we didn't get fished out.
I'm not necessarily fished out, but I meant you crop off the big fish.
Yeah.
And so you just have, you know, I think if you would have left them alone, you probably would have seen big fish again, type of thing. I don't know, it's just speculation, I mean, for me.
But it seems like you come down, you make a lake, and then that protects a good share of the population for quite a while, and then it breaks loose, and then you've got up above the lake
spawning
area again, and then you got all that gravel moving downstream.
I mean, originally it probably wasn't a whole lot of, the lake itself, you know, right here was probably more your sand, silt. You know, the gravel was coming from down there.
So the sand just settled out of the water coming down.
So this wouldn't be recruiting much gravel or anything, but it would be opening up big spawning area.
It opens up spawning area.
And it would be a refuge for fish for 60 or 70 years.
Yeah.
One thing I did know is when you get up on the upper end where the sand kind of stops and you get into the gravel, the gravel hasn't really come out over the top of the sand yet.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
It's going to take, it takes time to kind of cut through and get through this.
Thing is lots of dragging. It's coming and jumping too flat with the sand. And down here is where the slide was, it's washed out and then still going down. But now it's gotten low enough that this is starting to wash sand down. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So a lot of this is about 6 feet lower than the sand is, in other words.
So having a lake, and I've seen other places where, you know, a slide comes down, a big slide, and kind of dams up everything. You're stopping your gravel movement temporarily. I mean, there's so many years it's going to cut through. I mean, it still hasn't done it here. You know, it'll take a while.
Well, it's cut through. We'll go down and I'll show you. We'll probably, I know what it was.
Have you heard of a slide lake up in Lincoln County?
Not there, no.
We heard that get created. I fished it out for a while, or fished it. The fish got huge within a couple of years. Well, on the recording?
I'm going down to put the small little cooler went across from the street in the snow and jumped it quite a distance. He told me quite a bit of water.
I didn't see
the beaver back there. Beaver back that way.
Yeah.
And down here, you're getting ready to start seeing what's in the wood towards the fire in the middle. You can't really see it because of all the grass on it. Now, this is a lot of stuff down in here.
Well, now, are those artificial or from the slide?
The stuff that fell down in the lake and floated down. It bunched in with the current brought it down here. And then now we're going to see the big trees over there, and then you come over the alder.
No, the slide, where's the slide located from here?
It's the alder.
Oh, okay, right next to the big trees. Okay, got it.
And then right here is the big log right there.
So a second benefit of the lake blowing out was that it's moving logs and structure downstream in addition to...
A little bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, right. You see, right yep. over there, you can see that it was cutting in there.
Yeah.
And that's some of the gravel. You see, but all this, that level comes clear over this side over here, and that's all been washed out. And that's all.
Your gravel's there.
You made the gravel down below here.
We have gravel from up above that hasn't made it through the old lake site yet. It's going to work its way through eventually.
It takes quite a while to get to it. Or if you come in and bring an excavator and dig it all up, throw it up on the bank, and salvage it for when you come down into it. All that through that alder is there, the big tree is the slide. And the big trees are not that far from the top of the ridge. And the cold drop is taking the slide as direct to probably stand up. Many further down. There's a tree. See the two big trees?
Couple big trees, yeah.
And those trees, see they're bent. Those were on the slide when the slide came down. Explore them and get to find out what the age is. Let's see, from 1894, they were some year old fish. It doesn't look like it, but they have grown.
Yeah, I fished Slide Lake in Montana on the Madison, Madison River, where it had an earthquake and that hillside just gave way and came up and dammed up the Madison River.
What year was that?
I'm not sure. I can't remember, like, I think 50s?
Oh, wow, 50s. So fairly recent.
Yes, recent.
Can you take a picture of that deer?
Take a picture of what?
Down here, see the bigger rock right down here. The sun's right on the surface.
Okay.
I'll be different from the last time.
There's several places down there. In the wintertime, there's water in there too.
You see that hillside gave away a little bit?
Yeah.
Yep.
And quite a bit of it, and it just keeps working and getting out there.
I think you need to come back, David, in December or something with all the leaves down and get some better shots that way. So those logs down there, those are artificial?
Those are all placed. Yeah, those are all placed.
Uh-huh. And in here, same thing?
Same thing, yeah.
Do we? Are there going to be more here, or is this a place to take a photo or two?
There's others down below.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's what's curious.
I've driven up through here when the coho are running and spawning.
Uh-huh.
And you can just kind of see them. You know, driving the road, you can spot them down there.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Are all placed.
Uh-huh.
And then those that older is natural. Just fell.
Uh-huh. And these down here?
Those are placed.
Yeah, it looks like I didn't see the saw marks on them. That's a pretty good shot right there. Let me get a quick photo right here. Well, it might not. This.
Oh, yeah, I came down that bridge across and then right at this bridge and then over and down.